life forms. You tiny little life forms. You precious little life forms. Where are you?
Oh, yes! I hate this! It is revolting!
More?
Please.
Podcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 17. I am Dan Hammond.
And I am Rogue Schindler.
This week we have our Special Riff Season 8 wrap-up report and a little talk about a new format that we've tried out called Slipstream.
Well, as Dan mentioned, we had our epic season finale of the Special Riff season this past weekend. 3 tournaments in 12 hours. Man, that was a lot of Trek.
You know, it was a diverse day. We had a 1E event to start out. We went 3 rounds. We had a 5 round constructed 2E event, and then we had this slipstream format, which is kind of speed Trek. But overall, it was 12 rounds. So 12 rounds in 12 hours is not bad.
No, not bad at all.
We had 5 players come out for the 1E event. I was playing a Delta Quadrant Mach-E deck. That was amusing. Had a good time.
That was entertaining. I was impressed. And we'd all talked about the ability to try and play Mach-E in 1E, and nobody had had the guts to try it out yet. So that was really entertaining. I was glad to see you try that and actually make it work.
Yeah, I managed to get Learning Curve out once, and it just really, it's like drawing an extra 2 cards per turn because you can keep throwing out the Mach-E.
I went with the final affiliation I had for our Spatial Rift season, which I especially saved for the last 1E tournament, Starfleet, since they are quite an efficient affiliation to play in that in 1E. I managed to not win any of my games, unfortunately, though you and I had a pretty close game. I oddly felt that the game was going really well in my favor the whole game, and then you just pulled it out right at the end there. Had a bye, which was unfortunate, and then Thomas and I had 4 of the same missions. I ended up really doing all the work, and Thomas really got all the credit.
We also had Matt Kirk show up. Matt was playing a Mirror Quadrant deck. He went 1-1 with a bye. His loss was to Johnny, who's playing a DS9 deck. Thomas was playing a TOS deck. Lots of trekking back and forth through the Guardian of Forever. Matt actually came in 2nd place to my 1st place as for the final results. The 2nd event of the day was a standard constructed 5-round tournament. We had 7 people show up. Johnny took 1st place, going undefeated with a Cardassian deck. 2nd place went to Thomas Kimura with a TNG Earth deck. Thomas did something different this time. He had more than 35 cards, and he didn't play with any interrupts.
He may not have played any interrupts, but in their stead was Kirk Original Thinker.
Coming in 3rd place was James Floyd with a TNG Earth deck that was remarkably similar.
Stolen from you?
Yes, it is my deck. It's okay. He faced the wrath of it in the 3rd tournament. Actually, he narrowly beat me 70-65. So that was a tiebreaker between 3rd and 4th place between the 2 of us. So I came in 4th. Thomas played TOS again in 2E to come in 5th place. Matt came in 6th with a DS9 deck. He was playing Defiant Captains. And it looks like you came in 7th with
dead last. Oh, yeah. That's okay. You don't have to dignify it with a 7th. Dead last, including no wins and 1 tie. That was interesting. Well, my deck was entirely experimental, and I've been wanting to play it for a long time and have not had the opportunity, or as my performance in this tournament demonstrated, I did not want to spend a tournament on it to then get completely pummeled. But since it's the end of the season and things were going pretty well, I figured I'd try something out new. And it was interesting. I got it working a couple of times. There was a couple ideas I stole from Matt and cobbled them together, including playing Starfleet once again. I had a whole Starfleet theme going on for the day. Starfleet and Klingon, using the Klingon High Council member Katal Guidance of the Council engine to get events downloading. Used Quark, Simple Barkeep, AU, with the inner light to get him out so he would eat. He would throw an Alexander Roshenko under the bus so I could play another one, throw him under the bus, play another one, and constantly downloading them so I can play free events all day. Using that to get the Starfleet events.
Remarkable Regeneration?
That's the one. Remarkable Regeneration and Deja Q and Bigger Tattoo out. And I had a deck full of Consume Dilemmas. And when I had everything out, it was really interesting. And when I didn't have anything out, it was really painful because I could stop or kill most of your away team, but I usually ended up leaving 8 or 9 dilemmas underneath and only spending about half the points available.
Is it something you think you can refine for next season?
I did throw in an extra 20 or so cards because I figured since I had so many 4-cost personnel, I might as well throw in multiple copies of all of them and try out some sabotaging transporters, which seemed to pump up my whack total at least. But it was so intensive that even though I got it really working really well against several people, I couldn't get my own mission attempting going. I was so high maintenance on one end that I couldn't really get anything done at the other. So you know, I might take another look at it, but it was such a long day. And by that time, I had finished 8 rounds and, you know, 8 hours, 9 hours, and not won a game. So my current residual aftertaste of that deck is not a pleasant one.
Well, my deck was a Bajoran deck that I borrowed from the potential interview candidate this week, but he didn't actually show up. I was playing John Corbett's Bajoran deck from the North American Continental Championships. And wow, for the first time playing it and the first time running it, all my games were close. I think I lost by 5 points in the first 2 rounds. I had a tie, and I lost to Johnny by a turn. You know, one of us went first, and you know, could have won on the next turn because there was nothing he could do to stop me. That's it was a powerhouse. I was very impressed. I look forward to playing that again now that I know how to play it.
What exactly was it?
It was basically high integrity Bajorans, as we mentioned last week, but there was a splashing of the Orion slave girls for their ridiculous dilemma reducing effects.
Oh yes, I remember now.
Yeah, either adding skills or unkilling people or adding +1 to attributes. It's quite a thing. It was very well put together. I even liked the dilemma pile. It worked really well. It was thin enough that there were no machinations in the deck. There were only two or three unexpected difficulties, so you can just pop one and throw out the cards, and you'll probably draw into what you needed. It was very, very centered. I have nothing bad to say about it. It was a lot of fun to play.
Make it so.
Now, our third tournament was, as we always like to have for our special season finale, a new format, a new scenario format. And I think it worked really well just with the timing of the day and as a fun new format to play. And I believe this was your brainchild. A format that we'd now call Slipstream.
Yeah, we started the tournament at 8 o'clock, and the restaurant kicked us out at 10. We got all 4 rounds in. The idea of the tournament is you play as fast as you can. The rounds are limited to 30 minutes, and it's a hard hands down at the end of 30 minutes. And you only have to get 50 points and solve one mission. So it kind of takes away some of the, you know, long build up effect of, you know, making a deck or something, but it's just a lot of quick play And I think the best part is, if you do really poorly, you know what? You scoop your cards and you're going to play again in another 10 minutes. So don't worry about it too much.
Yeah, I had a really good time with this format. I was there were a lot of interesting takes on what people chose to round the corner. I don't think I played any two people who had the same idea of what this deck was going to be, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, I think it was great. I chose to go with the quick TNG deck and do two easy missions. It won all four games I played. It was a lot of fun.
Do you still have your deck put together? Because I'd like to play you. I didn't get to play you.
Yeah, sure. What did you end up playing?
Rounding out my Starfleet day, I still wanted to, in keep with the Spatial Rifts theme, which is always playing a different style of deck. So I started with 1E Starfleet. I played with standard Starfleet 2E coming together with the Klingons. And for my last, for Slipstream, I thought it would be appropriate, since they are already such a quick affiliation to play, I went with the Mirror Starfleet.
A lot of bonus points.
Slim 35 card deck. I don't think I've ever done that. Very focused dilemma pile, as you said, just a lot of filters and stoppers and all dual and just, you know, cut to go, not needing any dilemma manipulation. And it was, I had a really good 35-point mission that I could do with a chosen few. I put, you know, three copies of Archer in there, a couple fast ships, and it was just get people out, get over to the mission and attempt. And I needed, and with the exception of my first game against TK, who had a really fantastically interesting deck, which we'll get to in a moment, I won all three of my following games, kind of a nice way to end the tournament after going 0-8. But yeah, 35-point mission, 10 points for doing space before my opponent, 5 points for using a skill on Archer, 50 points, bam.
Oh, right on. I ended up throwing in, since I did two missions, I had a couple of at what costs in there. So I could do one quickly and then just ridiculously speed through another. But I really like the idea of just doing one mission and being done with it. Well, Thomas was the only person to beat you. What was he playing?
He had a Bajoran deck, Bajoran Treachery. And he had two shticks that were pretty cool. One was kind of obnoxious, but I just worked around it. And the other one I just thought was really, really cute. The first was Political Putsch. So the only way you can get an event in your discard pile is to discard down. Or perhaps blow something up that's already in play and use it and it goes to your discard pile. And then he would use Non-Aligned Dukat to munch those away. So you would constantly not have any events in your discard pile, and you couldn't play anymore. That was kind of cute. A little obnoxious, since I drew Sight for Sore Eyes and At What Cost in my opening hand. But as I learned from watching you, when you're playing Mirror Starfleet, you just got to not care about what's in your hand and be willing to sacrifice it. So after two or three turns of fighting with him over who could play events more, I just said, screw it, dumped my hand with Archer and moved on. The other thing that I thought he did was really cool. He had a really slim dilemma pile, and so he could always get through it. A couple of unexpecteds, which were basically all of his dilemma manipulation. Actually, no, that's not true. He had some machinations, but he got Arena out and maneuvered so he could get one of your people that didn't have all attributes total greater than 18. And of course, of all the people he selected, he got the one personnel that I had in all three of my decks that day. Maximilian Forrest, who, no cards in my hand, he can't be killed, he can't be stopped, he can't be captured, but this dilemma doesn't do any of those things.
It just abducted him.
It moves him to another mission.
Yes.
Which ended my attempt ends. On his turn, he plays a, just like old times, goes over there and beats up the one guy all by himself.
For 15 points, right?
For 15 points, does his 35-point mission.
Awesome.
It was hilarious.
Very good. Let's see. So that's Thomas came in second. You came in third. The other Thomas Feinberg, came in fourth with a Voyager deck, which he saved to the bitter end because I know how much he hates playing Voyager. In fifth place was Johnny with a Ferengi deck.
Yeah, you know why? He was actually playing dual affiliation. He was using Ferenginar with Earth TNG, actually doing it the reverse of what most people do. Instead of just throwing in Ferenginar to have Brunt, he threw in TNG Earth to get Guinan. He was playing Thieves and Ferengi, using Talera to get the 5 points off of a 40-point mission, had Enterprise J going for all his 40-point missions, and if for some reason she died or she was stopped during the mission attempt when he solved, he had a Guinan to throw out there for the last 5 points rounding the corner.
So he was just doing a big mission and with 45 points? Interesting.
Yep.
All right, and rounding out, we actually had 8 players for this event. Whitney showed up for the last round. She was playing Romulans with PNP for the round-the-corner strategy. James did not do so well with his TNG Earth deck in the second 2E event. And Matt came in at the bottom of the pack with a Earth DS9 cadet deck that kind of misfired, it looks like, most of the day.
All in all, I think really interesting format. I would definitely play it again. Maybe nice mid-season break, a good Wednesday night tournament, we were saying, because we don't always have a lot of time on the Wednesday nights, but it's fun to play something. I would definitely be interested in playing in a different affiliation to try out in this format.
All right. Well, thanks to everyone who came out for the season finale, and look forward to next season starting up in a couple of weeks.
Well, that is the end of our intelligence transmission for this week. On behalf of our producer, Matt, we'd like to thank Warp 11, our musical sponsor, for their fantastic theme song to Section 31. I am Sir Rogue.
And I am Sir Dan.
And I will remind all of you out there to expand your power in the universe.
All right, here we go. I got an infiltrator and undercover resource. I'll play a Guinan. Drop an at what cost. Then play Kira Taban, since you have more points than me. Play another at what cost. Draw 17 to end. Section 31.